A Midsummer Night, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Horny Flasher by Niels Copenhagen. Some might call me a flasher when they hear my story. Personally, I prefer exhibitionist. It's illegal to expose oneself to others, and when I do it in such a sophisticated way that no one would suspect me of flashing, as they call it. For example, I can lie down on a beach to sunbathe. I pretend to be in a deep sleep while my boxer shorts slip to the side so everyone can see my cock. Behind my closed eyes, I can hear people walking by. I also hear people giggling. I stay there, pretending to sleep until my dick gets hard, and then I have to turn over on my stomach. I can also forget to fasten the flies in my trousers. I'm always the one who's the most shocked when I notice. I apologize to everyone around me who sometimes, and sometimes not, points it out to me. I guess it helps that I don't look like a flasher. Not that I think a flasher looks a certain way, but people tend to picture them as someone pathetic. I, on the other hand, am an ambitious young businessman. I always wear the newest ties, tailored trousers and expensive shoes. Let's get back to the event that I wanted to tell you about. I live right next to a big lake with a beach at one end of it. The other end borders a forest, and it's actually possible to go swimming there as well. There are many joggers in the forest, as well as numerous young women. One day, I had an idea. I went down to the lake, put my clothes in a plastic bag, and pulled on my swimming shorts. I hid the plastic bag underneath some bushes. I would get them later. When I saw two young women come running in snug-fit tights, I pulled off my swimming shorts and hid them under the same bush. I hurried into the water and back up again. As the women got closer, I walked over to them naked, holding my hands in front of my dick. "I'm so sorry," I said. "This is really embarrassing, but someone must have stolen my clothes when I went for a quick dip. Could you help me, please?" I did my best to look pitiful.